Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're live in 3, 2.
Columbine, Rule of Five, baby shake that ass, shake that pumpkin pie, twin sisters side by side, shake that side by side, twin sister side by side, shake that side by side, twin sister. Quit it right now, quit shaking that on the dance floor, twin sister. Okay, I'm gonna need you to stop it because I got something that's gonna blow your absolute titties off, disintegrate your titties as a matter of fact. That's the kind of information that I possess right now. That song, Shake It Up by Trippie Redd, outstanding song. The only reason I consider it a Halloween song is because he says pumpkin pie, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that his pumpkin pie and my pumpkin pie, I feel like we're thinking about two different things. I'm thinking about the great little pumpkin pie that you could get from Baker Square. He's probably thinking about ass. But anyways, that song, when it first came out, I don't know, when he sings a song, if you ever listen to the song, it's a little bit of a mumble. It's a little bit of a mumble, and you're not 100% sure the words that he's saying. So, being the white guy that I am, I looked up lyrics on the internet. And so, when I went to do that, I pulled it up, and originally, I'm going to be honest with you, you know what I thought he was saying? Do you know what I thought he was saying? I thought he started off the song by saying, Columbine. Okay? We all know what that is, all right? And when he said, and when I was listening to the song, and I thought that he said that, I was like, what? That is an interesting way to start a song. Not how I would personally start any song, but I was like, all right, that's all right. Do what you want, man. Do what you want. And I looked it up on Genius, right, to get the lyrics. Genius thought the same thing that I did. So I'm like, all right, I'm not fucking crazy. So I went to go look at the lyrics just yesterday because I was like, I don't want to get this wrong in the podcast. I don't want to look like an idiot. And everyone's going to be like, oh, I can't believe you thought that, Anthony. You're fucked up. All right, just calm down. And so I look him up on the internet. Turns out he's saying, call him by. Call him by, rub a thigh, or roll a five. I'm not 100% sure, but he's saying call him by, not Columbine. Makes a lot more sense, right? I mean, definitely makes a lot more sense. Anyways, guys, welcome to the podcast. Episode 12, I believe, is what we're doing today. And I hope you're excited to be here. I'm pumped to be here. First and foremost, everyone is listening. Obviously, has no idea what's behind me right now, but everyone who's watching, he's probably seen it. I got bats. We got freaking bats on the wall, dude. They're everywhere. There was like, I ordered them from Amazon. There's like 68 of them. Don't count them. Don't count them. Okay. They're not all in frame, so don't bother counting them. Okay. But I'm pretty sure there's like 37 behind me, but that's not important. And then I got my skeleton here today. We got a skeleton for the podcast. He's going to be our team mascot, the podcast mascot for the entirety of October, because October, Halloween. Yeah, that's just what we're doing here. And his name is Steve. A lot of you sent out a lot of interesting names, but I really just like Steve. Steve just rubs me the right way. He doesn't rub me like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't rub each other. Okay, I'm going to stop saying that. But Steve's here. Steve's having a good time. Steve, how do you feel today? Wow. Okay, that was racist. All right, Steve, are you fucking kidding me right now? That was fucked up, dude. Come here. Steve's going to sit on my lap. You're in timeout, buddy. Steve, listen to me. You can't be saying that on the internet anymore. Steve, I'm not 100% sure what eras he's from. Okay, I just ordered him. Okay, he's just a skeleton. I got a feeling after what he just said here, I got a feeling he's from the 1900s. I got a feeling he was riding around in a Model T. You know what I'm saying? What was that? Oh, after this episode, you're going to give me that Model D? Yeah, that's really professional, Steve. Yeah, fuck you. All right, Steve, you're cut off. You are cut off, Steve. How does that make you feel? How does that make you? Oh, my God. Steve's getting handsy over here. I'm sorry. That's it. Don't you fucking speak to me. You fucking crazy bitch. Look at his nose, too. What, do you got no nose, bitch, huh? Look at that. What are you related to Voldemort? Fucking loser. What? Oh, you are. Oh, nice. That's probably why you're so fucking ugly. Stupid prick. Anyways, guys, that's Steve. Any therapist that is currently listening, I just want to let you know that I am aware that Steve is not alive. And he is not real, okay? It's just for comedy. Please, nobody send me an email telling me I need to get professional help. I know I do, but I'm not going. Steve's my buddy for the remainder of this time. And it's like, I know what you guys are thinking. Anthony, you're on a podcast. You're in your room alone, okay? You're in your studio. Okay, we'll stay studio. I'm in my studio alone, talking to an inanimate object. Anthony, that's a little bit insane. No. When the camera's on, it's comedy. When the camera's off, that's definitely borderline insane. But it's okay. It's Halloween. It's not Halloween. It's October. I'm excited. We should all be a little bit excited. If you're not a Halloween person, I don't really know what to say to you because I am, and I love it. And it's amazing. I love the spookiness vibes, and I love the spooky season. It's fantastic. Anyways, guys, I feel like I should start initially here. I got a haircut. I know if you listen and you've never actually seen my face, just to give you a little bit of a breakdown, I used to have kind of like the California, you know, fucking, dude, I surf every freaking day, bro. Fucking Calabasas. The wave comes in, and I would just, whoop-ah, and then I come over in the corner, and then, whoop-ah. You know, that's how I look like I spoke beforehand. Looked like I wore a lot of bandanas. Looked like I went to a lot of festivals and smoked a lot of pot. That's what I looked like. I'm just going to keep it a buck here. I got a haircut, okay? Now, it's more clean cut. It's a little bit of a slicked back-ish look, sort of. I don't really know. I might get a little bit shorter up top just because I'm not loving this fully slicked back look. It's giving me very 1950s vibes. 1950s cop is what I look like right now. I look like the cop that pulls you over for going 5 over the speed limit or 3 over the speed limit and, you know, and acting as if you committed a felony. That's what I look like. Okay, I look like the cop that busts high school parties. But I do like the haircut. I like it a little bit shorter. Everyone on my Instagram, listen, you guys did not hold back from telling me how much you hate the haircut. And that's great. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, I like the haircut. I don't really give a shit what you guys think. But it's crazy, dude. I never realized how crazy the internet is. I mean, I knew people were out of pocket. I'm aware of that. I've experienced that firsthand. But holy shit, dude. I get a haircut. People go out of their way. They go in my DMs and they're like, I just got to let you know that you look fucking terrible. They're like, you look horrible. Put it back. So many people. Put it back. Put it back. It looks terrible. Oh, my God. Who the fuck let you do that? Jesus Christ. I let me do that because I can. And you know what? Maybe I'll get an inverted mohawk where you shave the middle and there's just long everywhere else. Want to know why I might do it? Because I can. And it's my head and I'm going to do what I want with it. I mean, I'm not going to like cut it off. That would be crazy. But I could do whatever else I want with my head. Maybe I'll get the podcast tatted on my forehead. Everyone will be like, oh, what do you do for a living? I kick it with Kaz. That's what I do for a living, you fucking bitch. Read my forehead, you asshole. There was a lot of people didn't like the hair. Don't really care. I think I'm going to get a little bit trim, though, just to like a little bit more of like, I don't know. I also kind of look like a frat president. You know, I used to the old haircut. It gave me, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know that it was really going to change my appearance that much, but it kind of did. Before, I looked like that fun guy that everyone like felt safe around, and now I look like a frat president that you might want to cover your drink around. I'm not that guy, but that is kind of what I look like, and I look like more of a prick. Before, way more approachable. Now, I look like the kind of guy that might wear, you know, $500 sunglasses and just call people poor who have Ray-Bans. I own Ray-Bans. But it's just, I look like that guy. I don't love that I look like that guy, but I do like the less hair, and it's a little bit more manageable, and I feel better. So I'm just throwing it out there. We're just sharing and caring. That's what we love to do. And basically, let's keep moving on here. The thing that I wanted to bring up first is, obviously, it's October. Halloween's around the corner. Pumpkin spice, okay? Pumpkin spice and everything nice. I just had a pumpkin spice. I've had pumpkin spice things before, but every year I need to have it again to kind of remember what the taste of it was, which, by the way, there's actually going to be a video coming out on my YouTube channel, which I'm not sure. It probably, if you're listening to this the day that this podcast came out, just keep your head. Later in the week, it's probably that video is going to be coming out with me and my sister Nikki. We reviewed it or whatever from Starbucks and Dunkin'. We reviewed different pumpkin spice things. So that's going to be a great video that you want to be on the lookout for. But pumpkin spice and everything ice, everybody wants to know my thoughts on it. This is how I feel about it. I'm honestly a pumpkin guy. I enjoy the pumpkin, but I'm a slut for anything apple cinnamon, apple cider donuts, dude. I don't know if you've never had one and you've never experienced a good apple cider donut. I'm going to need you to drop everything you're doing. Go to somewhere good that has a good apple cider donut. Go get yourself an apple cider an apple cider donut with an apple cider on the side. I don't really care what you do, just apple cider all over. Apple cider all over your face, as a matter of fact. And put it in your mouth, go outside somewhere where it's like 55 degrees, let the wind blow in your hair, take a bite of that, and if you don't cream your pants, there's something wrong with you. Dude, apple cider donuts, there's something about them that just, it smells so fall, but so, it feels so right. It feels so right and so good, and I love that. And pumpkin spice latte, the pumpkin cream cold brew, it's good. I enjoy it. I like it. It brings me into the fall vibes. Would I drink it any other time of the year? Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to be drinking that shit in June, but during this time of year, it is a special treat, and I do enjoy it, and it's fun, and I love it. And when I drink it, I feel like a basic bitch, but that's just realistically, we've said this before, deep down inside of me, although I look like the frat president, I am just a basic white bitch at heart. And that's really who I am. And I can't shy away from that. I really, deep down in my roots, I'm just a basic white bitch who wants to post her pumpkin spice on her Instagram story. You know how hard it was for me to not post it on my Instagram story? It was extremely difficult. It was extremely difficult to not put it on my Instagram story. And it shouldn't be. But kind of is what it is. Steve, how do you feel about pumpkin spice? Steve the skeleton over here. How do you? All right. Told me I could shove my pumpkin spice up my ass. That's amazing. Thank you, Steve, for that input there. One thing that I saw. Hold on, let me get a quick little drink here. Oh, my back's a little tight right now. I know you guys don't care, but ugh. Woo! Oh my God. Feels like somebody blew my back out. Not in that way. That was weird, guys. That is weird. By the way, I forgot to tell you about Steve. Steve, for anyone, just to give you a better bit. Visual of Steve. He is about 3 feet tall, okay, at max. But you know what? That's because we love our short kings here, okay? And I swear, if I see anyone in the comments coming for Steve's height, you'll be like, Anthony, I think Steve's a little small. He's big enough for me, okay? He's big enough for me. That's what she said. Moving on. Anyways, one thing I wanted to say was I saw somebody post on TikTok. And let me just so I can quote this correctly. Somebody posted on TikTok and it said, just thinking about how churches send middle schoolers to build houses with no construction experience. And I've thought about this before, but that TikTok made me really think about it. What they're talking about is how churches send kids. And by the way, if you're new here and you're like, Anthony, what the fuck was that transition? That's what we do here. Okay, we go one topic and then we do a full 180 and we go somewhere else. Sometimes we do a 160. Sometimes we do a hard 90. Sometimes we pull a hard right and we just drive into the woods and never come back. But that's, wow, that was dark. I don't know how I did that. Okay, so anyways, what the people are talking about is that churches, they would send, like mission trips, you know, they'd be like, oh, let's send, and they, even high schoolers, like I know it says middle schoolers, but even like high schoolers, like, there was even trips at my high school where, like, say your freshman year, they'll be like, hey, how would you like to go to Minnesota and build houses for the less fortunate? Yes, that is an amazing thing and an amazing idea on paper, but then you hand some fucking stupid little freshman a hammer and you're going to let them build this home? That sounds like a terrible idea. If I was the person who would then have to live in that house, I'd be like, I'd rather sleep in a tent outside because I would feel a little bit safer. You're letting this fucking 13, 14-year-old child who's never held a hammer in their life be like, oh, I'm going to build you a fucking home. They don't know architecture. They didn't go through 4 years of architecture school. Why don't we just take, and that was the same thing. I saw a lot in the comments of the girl on the video. She was like, why don't we just take the money that you raise for it to get the kids there and just pay somebody to actually do it. And it's like, oh, well, it's all about the experience. The experience of killing the less fortunate, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to drop a house on them. What the fuck are we thinking here? Like, why do you get professionals? That's why I never went on one of those trips, to be honest with you. Like, dead ass, I was deep down, I was worried, because, like, I have construction experience, but not enough. Not enough to build a home. Yeah, maybe at most I'll take care of the windows and maybe a door. I could throw some bitches on a hinge. But other than that, dude, are you fucking kidding me? I'm gonna accidentally kill somebody. You put a nail gun in my hand, I get a little bit freaky. I start shooting nails around. It's exciting. I don't know what it is about it, but you hook me up with a nail gun and I'll just start shooting shit and on accident I might hit someone in the foot. I'm a liability in the construction site, if anything. Okay? And if you haven't listened to the first episode of the podcast where I tell the construction story of where I threw wood through a fucking windshield, you would know that I'm a liability on the construction site. So if you haven't listened to episode one, you should listen to that and get caught up here. But it's why? Just let professionals do it. Why are we letting, especially the ones that send middle schoolers, and they'll send them like really, they'll send them to places where not even inside the U.S., they'll send them outside of the U.S. to third world countries. And yes, on paper, it's a brilliant idea and it's amazing that you want to help the community and help people. And that's awesome. But I don't want to live under a house that a fucking eighth grader named Timmy built, dude. All he knows how to do is be like, oh, this is just like Fortnite. No, it isn't, Timmy. No, it's not like Fortnite, okay? People, this is, there are real things at risk. There are real things at risk. A little bit too much wind. Oh, shit, that window comes flying in. Meow. Fucking, you kill a grandma. Do you want to be responsible for killing a grandma, Timmy? I don't think you do. But Timmy is the one building these houses. And I know a lot of people sitting will be like, well, they show us stuff when we show up. Dude, that's not how the job works. I didn't walk into construction day one and my uncle was like, hey, so you're going to build a house from the ground up today. That's not, no. You start small and then you progress. You don't just walk in and they're like, all right, so I don't know if you ever built a fucking wall and a roof, but this is what we're doing today. You're going to climb onto the top of the Empire State Building. Don't fall. It's very, we had one guy fall. Long story short, he's not here anymore. But you go to the top of the Empire State Building, right? We got it. Hold on, let me get my New Yorker. So you go to the top of the fucking Empire State Building. Empire State. You get up there and you're gonna be moving steel, okay? Day one, I know. You're moving steel. Don't use the cables or you look like a pussy. Oh, but wouldn't the cables help me from falling? Don't fucking fall. It's that simple. You don't fall. You put the steel up there and you get paid $12 an hour. Fantastic job. Like, dude. Like, you know, you start small, and then as you know more things, then you get paid more, and then you build bigger things. You don't just hand an eighth grader a fucking nail gun and say, go build these people houses. That's not, we got to stop doing this. Like, we need to put a halt to this, because it's dangerous. It is dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, me inside of a haunted house, that's what's dangerous. Listen to me right now. It's Halloween. It's not Halloween. It's October. I keep saying it's Halloween. It's a Halloween season, okay? If I ever say it's Halloween, it doesn't make any. It's not actually Halloween. It's the Halloween season, but every day feels like Halloween to me because we got the bats, we got Steve, the skeleton, and we got good vibes, and we got a good time here. And so, anyways, haunted houses. That's what I wanted to bring up. I'm not a haunted house type of person, and a lot of people are. I get that a lot of people are. A lot of people love haunted houses, and I never was. Even when I was younger, I never wanted to go to a haunted house. And a lot of people would be like, oh, dude. Oh, Kaz. Dude, you're such a pussy. You are such a, oh, my God. Oh, you can't get scared? You little loser. Oh, you're such a little loser, little boy, child, man. And I'm like, dude, the reason that I don't like haunted houses isn't because of the scare part. Like, so what? Like, yeah, sure. Oh, there's clowns in this one. I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, clowns, like, they would walk up and down the line and they would stare me down. Like, I don't care, dude. Jingle your bells in my face. Okay, that sounded a little bit sexual. That's not what I meant. Okay, we're not talking about hot clowns. I mean, if the clown's hot, the clown's hot. Okay? And maybe I would hook up with the clown. But that's not, we're not talking about hot clowns right now. We're talking about scary clowns. Okay, we're talking about the It Clown. Imagine the It Clown. Okay? I don't care what they are. The only thing that I hate about haunted houses is the jump scares. And the reason that I hate the jump scares the most is because inside of a haunted house, I am a liability inside of any haunted house. Listen to me right now. I think I've said this on TikTok, maybe last year, honestly, but it's been a while. I've gained a lot of followers since then. So you guys, most of you haven't heard this, but I'm a liability inside of a haunted house. Anthony, what do you mean by that? Because when someone jumps out at me, my first instinct is not, oh my God, oh, fuck, oh my God, where did you come from? No. That's 90% of the population's instinct. 99, as a matter of fact, is when something jumps out at them, you jump back. When something jumps out at me, I swing. I throw them a mean right hook. I don't know where it comes from. I've never even been in a fight in my life. I'm going to be honest with you. No one has ever provoked me to the point where I needed to punch them in the face. It's just never happened. I've always been a bigger kid, so no one's ever really fucked with me. So I've never actually been in like a fight. And so when someone, but for some fucking wild reason, for some absolutely bamboozable reason here, somebody jumps out at me, I swing. That is an issue. Because if I fucking drop a 17-year-old in a clown mask, that is a lawsuit, okay? That's why I can't be allowed to go into haunted houses. Because people are always like, oh, yeah, this high school down the block has a good haunted house. All I hear is high school. That means underage kids are behind that mask. And if one of them jumps out at me, I will literally put them in a coma. Okay? I don't mean to. Yes, in every other aspect of my life, if I, you know, to protect myself in every other area, if there's a robber or someone's trying to rob me and they pop out from somewhere, that's a fantastic instinct to have, to immediately punch someone in the face. That might, you know, seriously help my life one day and save me from a more serious attack. But when you're going inside a haunted house, you are not allowed to swing. In matter of fact, it's frowned upon to punch 17-year-olds in a clown mask in the face, if you didn't know that. I'll go to like a little shit haunted house. I know I said no haunted house, but I'll go to a shit one that's like, you know, people just, it's like fun. You're like, oh, it's a little bit scary. There's like mirrors. Maybe someone's following you. I don't care. Someone could follow me all they want. I'll give a fucking vampire a piggyback. I don't give a shit. Follow me all you want. Just don't touch me. That's where I draw the line. Nothing, if any, just don't touch me in the haunted house, because once again, same thing as the jumping out. If you jump out at me or you touch me, I'm going to swing. I'm going to think I'm getting like robbed or something. That's just my initial thought, is always the worst thing. Like, that's just how I am as a person, is I always think about the worst case scenario. So once again, when I'm in a haunted house, I'm thinking, holy shit, I know it's all pretend and I know it's all a joke, but what if somebody who's an actual criminal snuck into the haunted house, put on a mask, and then when they touch me, they're actually trying to kill me? That's what I think about. And so now I'm on edge in this haunted house, and someone touches me, and bam, little Billy's on the ground in a fucking coma, dude. That's just who I am. That's just who I am as a person, like I said. And I don't want to do that. You know, next thing you know, turn around, fucking, oh my God, Mr. Withers is now in the hospital because I fucking broke his nose. All right. And I got bricks for hands. I don't know if you know this. If you don't know what I look like, my hands are very large. Okay. Regardless of how much power is behind them, there's a large surface area that's going to be coming for somebody's cranium when I knock them the fuck out. And that's just what I'm saying. And that's why I can't do haunted houses. The one haunted house that I will never do in my entire life, ever, simply never. It'll never happen. There's this one called the 13th floor. I'm not 100% sure. Some 13th floor, something like that. You know, Friday the 13th, play on words, whatever. What it is, basically, it's in Chicago, or it's not in, like, the city. I'm pretty sure it's in, like, the Chicagoland area. Look, I don't know exactly where it is because I don't fucking want to know where it is, okay? I don't want to go near there ever, so that's why I don't know where it is, but I do know what it is. And so basically what it is kind of a free promo for them. You're welcome. Maybe send me some cash. They won't, but, you know. Just throwing it out there. So essentially what it is, you go in and it's 13 floors, obviously. And the thing is, though, that I really don't like about it is you have to sign a waiver before you go in, because they're allowed to touch you in there. Like, everyone with a mask, they're allowed to, like, you know, when you go to a regular haunted house, you go in and you get very scared. But deep down inside, you're like, they won't touch me. They're not allowed to touch me. And so I'm okay. Like, they'll get very close, but they'll never touch me. And that's what I feel like gets most people through haunted houses, is they know that they'll never be touched. But that haunted house, you have to sign a waiver, because they could fucking grab you, they could pull you around, and they don't, and that's why you sign the waiver. And you could do pretty much whatever the fuck they want to you, which, I know they sign a waiver, not exactly sure how this place is legal, but nonetheless. And all I'm thinking is that since they're allowed to touch me in there, I'm going to try and drop a bitch. Of course, I'm going to drop a bitch. Like, one of the clowns going to grab me, and I'm going to rock their shit, dude. I'm going to rock their shit. It fucking Pennywise is going to be Penny dead, dude. He's going to be Penny perished. Penny perishables. They're going to be calling him, they're not going to be calling Pennywise. They're going to be calling him Penny perishables, because I'm going to knock him out like a fucking can of fruit, like a can of beans. I'm going to beat his ass. They'll be calling him Penny Dummy. Not Penny Wise, but Penny idiotic. I'm stopping with the puns. I'm sorry. Okay. So I know most people probably don't sign the way, like, don't read the waiver before signing it, because who the fuck reads shit nowadays? Like, you know, Apple, every 3 days or every month, you know, when there's a new update on my Mac or on my iPhone, they'll be like, do you want to read the 102-page terms and conditions? I don't know what I'm signing off to. I might just, at somewhere in that terms conditions, it could honestly, the first sentence of the terms and conditions could be, if accepting this update, we now own you and you work for Apple, and I wouldn't see it. I literally wouldn't. It could be the first line in the terms and conditions, and I wouldn't even fucking read it. And I'm sure most of us feel the same way. So the fact that people are handing out these waivers, I know people aren't fucking looking at those. Looking at the waiver. Oh, let me see what this entails while you're standing in line. No one gives a shit. They just sign their fucking name and then they go in there and some fuck shit happens and now they're scarred for the rest of their life. And that's why I'll never go in there, because I will drop a bitch. That place, I'm not 100% sure what's in business. If you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh man, I would love to go there, you're fucked. You are fucked up. You are fucked up. Steve used to work there. That's actually how he died, because He tried to grab someone and then someone shot him. And now he's on a podcast. Yeah, talk about upgrades, Steve. Upgrades. You don't think so? Fuck you. You're going to get fired. What were you, 50? He was like $15 on Amazon. Can you imagine all that life you lived and you're just worth $15? Jeff Bezos selling you for $15. Unbelievable. That's got to suck, you fucking loser. Anyways, what else do we want to talk about here? Let's freaking think. 13th floor. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes because I had a lot to talk about today. Next thing I want to talk about, couch guy on TikTok. Let me break this down for you. Let me get a quick drink. If you don't have TikTok or you're not on Couch Guy TikTok, let me explain you what it is. Essentially, Couch Guy TikTok, this video's got like probably 30 million views right now. And it's this girl surprising her boyfriend at college. So cute, so amazing, right? That's what you would think. That's what you would assume. She opens the door to the dorm, and her boyfriend, if you pause the video at the right second, her boyfriend, who is the couch guy, okay, just to throw that out there, her boyfriend is sitting on the couch next to three girls, extremely crammed next to him, and it looks as though at one point that the one girl slides his phone onto his lap, and then he picks it up to then hug his girlfriend, who is extremely oblivious to the entire situation. She's getting pissed. She's getting, which, by the way, can I just, before I even get into more on the couch guy, people are literally posting video after video just like saying how this girl is oblivious and she's an idiot and she needs to realize that this relationship is toxic and her boyfriend is cheating on her. There are thousands of videos that I don't know if anyone checked, but I'm pretty sure would be considered borderline harassment, but yet I still don't have my TikTok account back. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying, TikTok, okay, you're going to fucking, if you're going to delete my account for swearing and endangering, I've gotten shit down, taken down for like minor safety. Apparently, it's, you know, minors are in safety when I open the app because I swear too much and their ears are at risk. Their childhood is at risk. Fucking, okay. All right, TikTok. Fucking, I don't know about all that. But anyways, people are posting about this everywhere. Couch guy, he made a TikTok going back saying, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, I love my girlfriend or whatever. I don't know. It looked a little bit, his honestly response TikTok looked a little bit not so genuine. And quite honestly, wonder how I feel about it. I feel like he was sneaking some numbers. I feel like he was sneaking some digits. The girl seems oblivious, but you know what? If they're happy, I don't really give a flying fuck. I don't care. I don't really care. You know, if the boyfriend, if he hooks up with six girls a week, but then on Sunday, he stays with his girlfriend. I mean, hey, you know. Also, bringing a boyfriend and or girlfriend into college, and, you know, you got to have trust in them. And doesn't look like they have a lot of trust in that relationship, but not my place to talk, except I'll still talk about it because I'm an asshole. Anyways, moving forward, let's hop right into some current events because we want to and we need to. What do you call a person who speaks three languages? Trilingual. Someone who speaks two, bilingual. Someone who speaks one, American.
Only 22% of Americans speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. This fall, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Babbel is awesome. The courses are so convenient and everything. The thing that I love about it is that, like I said before, it's rooted in real-life conversations. So it's easy to pick up, you know, how to order something, how to order food, ask for directions, speak to somebody, who, you know, when you're on vacation, et cetera, because normally when you're in a class or you're trying to learn a new language, they just teach you the words, you know, they just teach you what everything means, which is good, but how are you supposed to apply that in a real life scenario if you just know what the words mean, but you don't know how to use them in the correct order? Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. So here's a special, limited time deal for my listeners to get you guys started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/cause. Get 55% off at babbel.com/cause, spelled babbel.com/cause. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right. I'm feeling fresh. Oh, by the way, before we get into current events, want to know what's going on in my life right now. Let's break it down a little bit. I'm feeling good. The weather's dropping. We said this last week. It's getting a little bit cooler outside. I'm a big fall weather guy. We said this last time. Slut for fall. That's cause. Also, Coda has a rash on his balls right now, so I got to spray it every day. Not too thrilled about that. Oh, everyone who's new here, Coda is my dog. Yeah, very different sentence if he was like my roommate. Yeah, so my roommate, Coda, he's got a rash on his balls. I know, interesting relationship we have. I like to think it's a little bit special. But he's got a rash on his balls and he makes me spray it every day. And you know what? It's just, we do it and we act like nothing happened after because we're just such great friends. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Let's get on here. Oh, if Coda was my roommate, you're like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's not my fault you're not close with your roommate, okay? It's not my fault, but yeah, it is my dog. And the rash honestly hasn't gotten better. I don't know how he got a rash on his balls. I think it's because he licks them so much. This is getting a little bit weird. This is a little bit of a TMI, if I'm being honest with you. So we're just going to move on from that. And everybody, you know, hopefully I'll keep you updated on Coda's balls and let you know how they're doing within a week or two. Anyways, current events. I saw this thing yesterday. The Earth, scientists said, the Earth is actually becoming dimmer due to global warming. Apparently, the Earth has a little bit of a shine to it, and it shines out into the galaxy and the universe and whatever, and shines out, and you know, so that you could see the planet if you were looking in a telescope not from Earth. You know, say you're an alien and you're looking at it, and apparently, we're losing the shine to it because of global warming, because we're losing in the air and everything like that, and global warming, serious thing, kicking it with Kaz, comedy podcast. Let's figure out how to make a joke about global warming. Okay, man. Listen, I got a bunch for you. Think about this. Imagine being an alien from another planet, because aliens are real. If you don't believe in aliens, you're fucking out of your mind. We're on Earth. The universe is billions upon billions of fucking, there's shit everywhere, dude. The galaxy is infinite. The universe is infinite. And if you don't think that somewhere out there, there's another stupid little colony of people who are fighting over stupid shit, and, you know, they got politics and stuff, if you don't think that there's something out there, you're fucking out of your mind. Anyways, what was it? Oh, all I can think about is that aliens are watching us. I feel like aliens somewhere out there, they got a telescope, right? And they probably see our planet and they're thinking the same thing as us. They're thinking the same thing as us. Like, you know, when we see somewhere far, far away, light years away, and we're like, oh my God, I wonder if that place has life on it. I bet that place does have life on it. And they're looking right back at us and they're like, huh, that planet looks like it lost a little bit of shine to it. And they're just looking at it and they're like, huh, I wonder what's going on over there. Fucking terrible shit is going on over here. Terrible shit.
I hope aliens come save us. I really want to get abducted. We've talked about this before. I want to party with aliens. I want to go out with them. Also, speaking of Halloween, I know we're talking about aliens right now, but bats, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. And I'm not, this is actually not a joke. I low-key think vampires are real. I know that that's fucking crazy, but I do. Like, why would they just, like, why would you just make that shit up? Like, what are you, like, you just making up vampires? Like, oh, they suck your blood and they can't go in the sun or whatever. And it's like, dude, I feel like they're out there, okay? Vampires, werewolves. I always, when I was younger, whenever it was a full moon outside, this is a little bit embarrassing, but I feel like other people have done it as well. And by younger, I mean like 8 years old. So, you know, I was young. Sometimes during Halloween, dude, it would be a full moon and I would look up at the moon and I would be like, come on. Come on, turn into a fucking werewolf right now. I'd be sitting in my room like, come on, grow fur. I know you got it in you. And I'd start doing some weird movements and I would try and start bringing the werewolf out of me. I'm now 19 years old and I'm fully aware that I am not a werewolf and that I'm also not a vampire, but it would be fucking sick if I was, dude. It would be pretty fucking cool. I also always wanted to be able to like move things with my mind. And like telepathy, or not telepathy, what's that thing? Telekinesis. I always want to be able to just like move things with my mind. I've always been a weird kid, to be honest with you. And I've always, honestly, you know what's even funnier? And I've never, actually we'll save that for Christmas because that's a funny story. And that's really not related to this right now. But bats, Halloween, aliens, the earth is losing its damn global warming. We're taking a hit. To be honest with you, if you want my prediction for the future, I feel like we got a good, not even a good, like an okay 40 years left. 40, not four. I don't know if that was, if I enunciated that well, but I feel like we got a good 40 years left and then shit's really just going to hit the fan and we're just fucked. I feel like we're fucked. I don't know though, but I mean, hey, enjoy the 40 years. Enjoy the 40 years. I feel like it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a fun time here. But, yeah, let me get a sip. Global warming. Warming globally. Oh, my God. Next thing. Up in current events. We only got two current events today. Huntington Beach had a massive oil spill. This is what I get. This is... Oil spills, they keep happening, right? Oil keeps spilling and shit. Okay, person to person, humanoid to humanoid, okay, maybe you're an alien from another planet listening, I'm not sure how technology works on other planets, but human to human, let's just pretend we're both humans right now. If you're not, that's awesome, do whatever you want with that, but oil spills, everyone, you always see it all the time, we need to stop oil spills in the ocean. Why the fuck are we keeping the oil so close to the ocean? Has anyone ever thought about that? I don't know. And I know there's spots where like they have like mines or whatever, like ores that go below the ocean floor and pull up oil. And they're like, well, Anthony, because there's oil in the ocean, obviously. And they get the oil from the ocean floor and then they suck it up and then they store it there. But it's like, I get that. I totally get that. But why can't we suck up the oil and then maybe put it on a little boat and then take it to shore so that we don't spill thousands of gallons into the ocean? I don't know. Just a thought. Figured I'd throw it out there. I feel like the only reason that they don't do that is because it probably costs a lot more money to store it on land than it is to just hover it over the fucking water, which is the dumbest shit, like, possibly ever. The fact that we still do that is crazy. Like, what do you... you would think that someone one day would be like, hey, we've had 8 oil spills in the last year. Maybe we shouldn't store it. Maybe we shouldn't store it over somewhere that it shouldn't be. Right? Wouldn't you think? Like, maybe don't store it on top of the ocean. Like, that would make a little bit of sense. But apparently I'm wrong. Apparently I'm in the wrong here. Apparently that's not the right way to do it. Apparently that's not what people do. Okay? Apparently you keep it. You gotta cover it over the ocean because it's cheaper that way. Fucking, I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. Speaking of cheaper and speaking of money, honestly, I was thinking about this. You know, people that like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, that just have like a dickload of money, that just have a ridiculous amount of money. Like, do you think they just like wake up? Or no, that's not what I want to talk about. What I did want to talk about is always the people that are always like, oh, you see how all these rappers wear like chains and like Gucci belts?
whoa, look at Jeff Bezos and what's the other fuck's name? That stupid cuck that owns Microsoft. What's his name? Bill Gates. I always forget his name. Bill Gates. But they're always like, oh, like all they ever wear is khakis and a t-shirt. They don't spend their money on material things. Jeff Bezos' yacht is $500 million. Who gives a fuck if he wears khakis on it or not? Material things. Oh, they don't care what they look like. He owns a $500 million yacht. What do you mean? That's always like, it's always like these like alpha Instagram pages. Like, oh, dude. It's like the caption will be like, oh, alphas only. Betas not allowed, dude. And hold on. And literally the Instagram, you'll go on and it'll be like, you see Jeff Bezos? He always wears just t-shirts and khakis because he's not worried about his image. The dude went to space. He owns a rocket ship. We're all aware that he has more money than all of us, okay? That's not, no one looks at Jeff Bezos and goes, khakis and a t-shirt? What are you, Jake from State Farm, pussy? Oh my God, you're so poor. No, I see Jeff Bezos and I think, this guy has no style. He's an awkward white dude and is probably a bitch. Is probably a little bitch. And the way that he dresses does not convey how much money he has. And I hate those fucking things. Also, what people don't realize is, like, I saw another video too on TikTok that, like, also was disproving these, like, oh, alpha elite fucking Instagram pages. And one of the pages was like, everyone always thinks that like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, like they don't spend a lot of money on clothes because it looks like their clothes cost like $15, like each, like a $15 sweater. But if you look at the tags on the sweater, which someone did once and they brought them up on a website, they're all wearing like just like a Gucci sweater that's like $1,200. But it looks like you could just buy it at, you know, like Walmart or fucking, you know, like a regular store. It looks like you just buy it somewhere normal. But in reality, it's $1,200. So although they might not, the clothes might not look expensive, just know that their fit is probably at least 5 G's on a daily basis. And I hate those Instagram accounts. Alphas only, dude. Yeah, Jeff Bezos wear khakis, so I wear khakis. No, dude. No. No, you wear khakis from fucking Walmart and like a regular store, like most people, like most of us. Like, I buy my khakis. Where the fuck are my khakis from? I think they're from fucking Hollister or some shit, okay? Because I'm a fucking dickhead, douchebag white guy, okay? So I buy my khakis from Hollister, okay? Like, which is a regular store. Or like any other regular khaki store. Jeff Bezos buys his khakis that are worth fucking $1,500 because he can. Because he can. So I'm sick and tired of those pages. Quit saying that shit. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, dude? Well, they also never even bother, like, they'll like look at the car or whatever and they'll be like, see, Jeff Bezos drives an Escalade just with tinted windows because he's basic. You want to know what the inside of that Escalade probably looks like? It probably looks like fucking Star Wars threw up in there. Inside of that car is probably worth $100,000, maybe $500,000, probably bulletproof. I don't know. I don't know why I got so mad at people. How do you feel about this, Steve? Do you like Jeff Bezos? Yeah, that's right. Steve said, fuck Jeff Bezos. Fuck Jeff Bezos, bro. Honestly, people always, I always find this funny as well. Whenever I'll see people on the internet, they're like, fuck Bezos, he has too much money. Does he have too much money? Yeah, I mean, you don't need that much money, but that's not the point of this joke. People be like, fuck Jeff Bezos, and then the next day they'll turn around and they'll be like, how did my package from Amazon take 2 days? It's like you have a Prime membership, except then you go on TikTok and say, fuck Jeff Bezos. Pick a lane, buddy. Pick a lane, all right? At least I sit here and say, fuck Jeff Bezos, but acknowledge the fact that also, you know what? Without Prime, my package would take a lot of days to get here, and I wouldn't like that. And it is what it is, man. You know? People say, fuck Jeff Bezos, then fucking get rid of your Amazon account. Don't be looking at me like, oh, fucking screw him, man. He's got too much money. Fucking
take that money away from them. Stop buying shit on Amazon. Go fucking buy from the website of the company that you like instead. I'm just saying. You guys make me laugh. Steve, fucking, what are you doing over here? I think Steve's on Molly right now. Steve, you good, bro? Steve. Yeah, Steve's not responsive. It's fine. He's already dead. Doesn't really matter. He's fine. All right, let's move on to some questions with Kaz, which, by the way, if you want to be involved in the questions with Kaz, every week we go on, you need to follow the Instagram, Kicking with Kaz. And on that Instagram, I post questions every week, and those questions, I break them down for you, and we have a good time, and we talk together, and we, that's pretty much it. Just follow Kicking with Kaz on Instagram and be involved in the questions. You'll be able to submit the questions and be more involved in the show. Anyways, first questions, feelings about Mormons. Listen to me right now. I, Mormons, look, whatever you want to do with your life, that's cool. That's cool. Live your life, live happily or whatever, whatever. You know what I found out about Mormons the other day, dude? I almost threw up. I almost threw up watching a TikTok. A TikTok. I almost threw up. You know why I almost threw up? Because there's a thing at BYU, because that's a predominantly Mormon school. If anyone didn't know that, you're not in the U.S. BYU. I don't know what it's called. I think it's like Brigham Young University. I think I just nailed that, first of all. One take. No second takes up in this bitch. And the school, there's a lot of Mormons there. And apparently there's this thing called soaking. It might have other terms as well. But soaking is the one that made me want to violently throw up and shit myself. Just shit and violently throw up everywhere. Soaking. Okay? And it's when someone, you're in a twin bed in a college dorm, okay? And the Mormon student would like to have sex with another Mormon student, but their religion does not allow that action, okay? If you're not married or whatever, and you're not allowed to do that. But apparently soaking is this thing that the Mormon community does. And what it is there's two people that are trying to have sex in bed, but that, once again, they can't do the motion because it's against their religion. So they get a third person involved, okay? They get a third person involved to then jump on top of said bed that they are in and jump on top of the bed and move the two people so that the third person is technically moving them and they're not technically moving. So technically, it's okay in their religion. What? What? Look, I'm all for whatever you want to do. Live your life. Whatever you believe in, that's awesome as long as you're happy. But what the fuck are you doing? What are you talking about? Soaking. What do you mean? What do you mean? Soaking. Hey, Rumi, I want to have sex with this guy. Can you jump on the bed for us while we do it? Can you jump on the bed so that you're essentially making us do it together? What? Somebody got it. Also, I saw this in the comments too. Someone in the comments was like, it's funny that they somehow think that the Mormon God is like, you know, sees them doing that. And they're like, well, and they're like, you know, it's almost like they found a loophole. It's like the Mormon God, a comment said this. It's almost like the Mormon God is like, oh, you got me. Fucking what? Who? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I feel like it's either your religion should say that sex is allowed or it isn't allowed, okay? And whatever your religion says, that's fine, but that's just yes or no. Yes or no. That's it. Yes or no. Not if you technically... I honestly want to know where it says this in whatever book, whatever Mormon rules. I'm not 100% sure on everything that is allowed in the... for being a Mormon, or like what that entails, or like what the religion is really made up of. But I want to know where it says that as long as you technically aren't moving, you're good. Like, I don't even have words for this. I don't even have words for this. How do you say that to your roommate either? Be like, hey, can you jump on my bed so I can hook up with this guy? What? What are you talking? What are we talking about, dude? What are you talking about? Fuck. It's weird. I don't know. I don't get it. I seriously don't get it. I don't even know, dude. It's like, seriously, like those comments we're saying, though, it's almost like the Mormon, like, what do you think? You found a loophole? This is what this sounds like. It sounds like a sexual loophole inside of the religion. It's wild. It's wild. I don't know. I don't know. We're moving on from that because I don't... Look, someone did say, how do you feel about Mormons? Cool. Fucking be whatever religion you want. I don't care. I don't care. As long as... If you're happy, I'm happy. That's amazing. But someone needs to figure out... There's something... There's soaking shit. It's fucking... Ah, it's weird, man. I don't know. All right, we're moving on from that because that shit makes me... It just makes me gag. What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time? Abortions? Funerals? What else we got here? Yeah, those are probably my top two. Abortions and funerals. Can you imagine, like, you walk into a... This is going to be such a dark joke. If you already know, I haven't even fully constructed the joke inside of my head, but I already know something fucked up's going to come out. You imagine you go in, you get an abortion somewhere, right? You get an abortion and they're like, you get in, you have the abortion, you come out, you're sitting in the waiting room or wherever, you know, they're like making sure everything's good with you. They come out, they're like, hey, I know this was very traumatic for you today, but I just want to let you know, you came in on a Wednesday, which means that now you get this card. And if you ever have a scare again and you want another abortion, next one's on us. Okay, so don't even... Okay, I know this is a bad time, but I just want to let you know that if something like this ever happens again, next one's on us. So don't even worry about the money. We got you on this one. We got... Oh, my God. That's a horrible joke. Who said that? Who allowed me to say that, man? Come on, Kaz, that's fucked up. Or better yet, a funeral. You go in. Can you imagine this, a funeral director? A funeral. Imagine a funeral home is having a buy one, get two free? Either one, buy one, get one free. Let's just stick with buy one, get one free. Imagine a funeral home is having a buy one, get one free sale. And so you get in there, you say your grandma just died, okay? Say it's your grandma. And, you know, you got her, everyone's at the funeral home, you're paying your respects or whatever, and the person who owns the funeral home comes up to you and you're like, hey, first and foremost, just want to say, I'm so sorry for your loss, my condolences sincerely, but I don't want to be rude here, but I did notice that your grandpa looks like he's also on the way out. If he kicks the bucket by next week, it's on us. Don't even worry about, listen, I know that's not what you want to hear right now, but you are going to save a lot of cash, okay? So maybe... I don't know. I'm not telling you to do this, but I don't know if he's near some stairs, maybe give him a good shove and you'll be able to save some money on that one. Wow! Holy shit, dude. Who is... Oh my God, you can't say that, Anthony. It's not... No. You can't say that. I'm going to say whatever I want, man. I can, cuz I can. I can. It's my freaking vocal cords, dude. That's a great joke, by the way. If you didn't laugh at the abortion joke or the funeral home joke, this podcast is not for you, because those were fucking great jokes. Weren't they great jokes, Steve? Okay, Steve didn't think the funeral joke was that funny, apparently. I know. Touchy subject, all right? You died like 40 years ago. Get over it. Get over it. What was that? You want to get under it? What do you mean by that? Steve! Damn it! Get under it. Oh, my God. Get under it, my ass. You are such a bottom, Steve. Steve is such a bottom. Yeah, you would like to get under it, wouldn't you? Fucking power bottom over here. Fucking loser. Yeah, don't even speak to me, Steve. Didn't I tell you to shut up for the rest of the episode? He always loves to chime in. Just chime in left and right. Unreal, Steve. You are not allowed back here. As soon as... I can't wait till Halloween or October's over, because then I'm throwing you in the trash. Okay. You know what's even funnier about this is when I always talk to Steve here is I think it would be even funnier if someone like skipped ahead right now and they just skipped like to a random point, and then it's just me just being like, Steve, I swear to you, dude, you're ugly as fuck and I'm going to throw you in a dumpster. And then someone probably cut to that point and they're like, what the fuck is this podcast? What the hell? This guy is rude to his co-host. Man, this guy... Who the fuck let him have a show? He seems like a dick. Oh, my God. Next question. Would you want to travel back in time or forward in time? I would never want to travel back in time. I would only forward in time. mainly because I kind of want to see myself in the future and be like, yo, bro, like, I kind of want to see what I look like. Like, I know what I look like as a kid. Like, I know what I look like. I've experienced that, but I haven't experienced the older ages yet. And I kind of want to go into the future. Like, I don't know, maybe like 20 years and just like chop it up with me. Like, that would be cool. But going back in time, oh, dude, I would fuck shit up so hard. You know how the whole like butterfly effect thing or domino effect, whatever one it is. If you like, supposedly you go back in time and if you, you know, if you kill one butterfly, then all of a sudden Hitler's president or something like that. Like it's just something wild, something absolutely wild would happen just from like altering one little simple thing. And that's why I don't want to go back in time, because I feel like I would go back in time and someone would be like, hey, do you know what day it is? And I would be like, I don't know, check your smartphone. And they'd be like, what's a smartphone? And I'd be like, shit, I didn't say that. I'm fuck. And I would just awkwardly run away. And now this guy in 1850 is going to be like, smartphone. Smartphone. And now the smartphone is going to come out even earlier. And then, of course, when I come back to 2021, now all of a sudden robots rule the world because some dumb cunt invented a smartphone in 1860. And now it's my fault. And now the world's fucked. So that's why I don't want to go back in time, because I'm going to fuck something up, dude. Can you imagine if you went back in time, though, to see like a relative who's like always nice to you, because obviously they're family, but you go back in time to when like they were 18 and you're like, hey, like, what's going on? And it's like, shut up, cunt. They're just mean. they're just mean as shit to you. And you're like, damn. All right. Sorry. I was going to go back. 2021, I'm sorry. That would honestly be even worse if they were like mean to you, and then you come back and they're like, hey, how have you been? You're at like a family reunion and you're like, I've been better, honestly. You kind of fucking 18 year old you kind of upset me, actually, you fucking asshole. So don't even talk to me. I don't even want to talk to you. I don't even want to look at your stupid little face. I don't even want to look at your stupid little face, grandma. Let's see, maybe we'll do a few more questions here. What's the worst day of the week versus the best day of the week? I have a theory on this. I actually have way too much of a theory on this. Not only the worst and the best day of the week, but I'm going to break down the worst day of the week in chronological order all the way up to the best day of the week. Monday is not the worst day of the week. I'll tell you what the worst day of the week is. Here's where we'll start. Worst day of the week, Wednesday. Wednesday sucks, okay? Not only have you already had 2 days of work, but you still have 2 to possibly 3 more days of work during the week. Wednesday, shit. It's the middle of the week. You still got a bunch of work to do. Maybe you're catching up on work. Maybe you're behind on work. Same thing. That was the same thing. I don't know why I said that twice. Just put different wording. But you got work to do. You still got 2 more days to the weekend. It's a nightmare. Okay? Wednesday fucking blows. Wednesday sucks. Wednesday's terrible. And Wednesday overall is just the worst day of the week. Period. The second shittiest day of the week. Now we're going up to the best day of the week. That's how we're doing this. The next one, after Wednesday, it's honestly a toss-up between... No, it's not a toss-up. It's Tuesday. Tuesday's shit. Tuesday sucks. Because you had Monday, and then you're like, all right, you know, whatever, Monday. And then Tuesday now you're in the work week. Now you're in it, okay? Yeah, you just got back from the weekend, but you had work yesterday, and now it's Tuesday, and you still got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you just fucking, you hate it. You still got that day on Tuesday, and it's terrible. Sure, it might be Taco Tuesday, and tacos are the only thing that are getting you through the day. All you know is that I'm having tacos later, and if you weren't having tacos later, you'd be pretty fucking depressed at work, okay? Because Tuesdays suck, and they're terrible, and I hate them. So it goes Wednesday, horrid. Tuesday, terrible, but it has its upsides. Taco Tuesday. Next worst day, Monday. Okay? Yeah. Most people, if you ask someone, they go, what's your shittiest day? And they'll be like, Monday, because I got to go back to work. But isn't Monday's honestly not that bad. People are coming in. It's just the start of the work week. It's Monday. You could slack off on Monday a little bit. People aren't going to get that mad at you. Because if you slack off on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you might get yourself fucking booted. You might get your caboose kabooted out of your little job. But on Monday, most people are, you know, they're not excelling, to say the least. They're not having the best time. I don't know why I did that with my mouth. I'm sorry. But Monday's just not the day. Monday, I mean, people, it is the day, but it's not the day. It's okay. Monday's fine because you just had the weekend. Maybe you chop it up with someone on Monday. You're like, hey, how was your weekend? Everyone's just talking about their weekend, having a good time. Monday's not too bad. The next day after that, Thursday. Thursday's good because Thursday, the work week's almost over. Okay, Friday's tomorrow. You're excited. Even though you have work on a Friday, it's still lit. It's still fun. It's still awesome because you know that once you get out of work, you can go party. You can go have a good time. You can live your life. Thursday, you know that Friday's coming up. Thursday, you get a little bit of pep in your step. You get a little pep. You get a little pim, pam, pop in your step. And you're like, okay, Thursday. You walk into work, you're like, Thursday, baby. Thursday night football, Thursday night fun, thirsty Thursday. Let's get freaking chocolate wasted, dude. Let's get crazy, man. Let's get wild. Thursday, even though you have work the next day, you get excited. The day after Thursday, Sunday. Not Friday, but Sunday, because Sunday honestly sucks a little bit. Yeah, it's awesome that you're off from work and, you know, you could kind of take the day off and you could relax, but Sunday is really just constant anxiety of knowing that you have need to go to work tomorrow on Monday. And that sucks, dude, because you're just thinking about Monday. What comes next? Now, this is people always go play by play here and they're always like, what's better, Friday or Saturday? Friday or Saturday? I personally think that it goes Saturday and then Friday, Friday being the best day. I don't even know. I can't contradict. Honestly, Friday and Saturday is a toss-up, and here's why. Friday, yes, you have work, but then you know that once you get out on Friday, not only do you have Friday to hang out and fucking party with friends, but then you have Saturday as well, and you're not thinking about Sunday already because you have another day. But then at the same time, Saturday might be even better because you get to sleep in, you get to just get up whenever you want, and you get to go and hang out with friends, and then you also have the next day off. So Friday and Saturday are kind of just a toss-up. So Wednesday is definitely the shittiest day of the week. Friday or Saturday are tied together for kind of the best day of the week. And it really just depends on the week and depends who you are as a person and what you kind of feel about it, you know? I don't know. So Friday and Saturday are toss-up, but Wednesday is the shittiest fucking day in the week. Literally ever. Last question. Sorry. If you could get rid of one word in the world, what would it be? Chuggy. I fucking hate that word. Whoever made up chuggy, I want to freaking suffocate you between my ass cheeks. And no, it's not sexual. It's more about just giving you pink eye. Okay? It's more about just giving you pink eye and fucking chuggy. If you don't know what chuggy means, it means uncool. If you say chuggy, you're uncool. I feel like I brought this up before on the podcast. I'm 100% sure because I just say a lot of shit in an hour every week. But chuggy? Chuggy. Oh, that's so chuggy, dude. You're a fuck you. Don't say that again. That makes me want to gag and throw up all over your stupid little face. I hate chuggy. Anyways, that's the podcast for today, guys. First and foremost, make sure you go toss a review over on Apple Podcasts. Toss a review on there specifically. Helps out the podcast, helps boost it. Share it with everybody you know. Okay, if you like it, they'll like it. All right. Also, follow the podcast on Instagram at Kicking It With Kaz so that you can be involved in the questions. You could be involved in naming the skeleton, okay? Also, get ready because for every... Oh, my God, I almost poked his eye out. For every eye socket, I should say. He doesn't have eyeballs anymore. He's dead. But if you want to be involved, like I posted the bats on here, the skeleton. I'm going to be posting a lot more things for the holidays. So I highly encourage you to follow the Instagram, Kicking It With Kaz, so that you could be involved. So you could seriously be involved. Also, follow my YouTube channel. There's going to be a lot of holiday pack shit on there. And by, I mean, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, every month, Hall of October, I'm going to fucking shove Halloween down your throat. Then November hits. I'm going to shove a turkey up your ass. That's how much I'm going to do it. And then December, I'm going to shove Christmas, Hanukkah, everything. I'm shoving it up your literal asshole. I'm shoving everything inside of you, and I'm going to get you in the holiday spirit whether you like it or not. Okay, whether you like it or not, I'm going to get you in the holiday fucking spirit, baby. And that's it. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, because how could you not? Because they're always electric, and we're always having a good time, and it's always fire, baby. And that's it. We're going to end the podcast like we end every single podcast with two claps and a Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week, baby!